Welcome to the Elon Musk Daily Briefing, your daily update on the latest from Elon Musk and his companies. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod produced by Podcast AI. Want to create your own Magic Pod? Check the link in the show notes. Let's dive in. First up, Tesla's facelifted Model Y is making waves in China, with a jaw-dropping 70,000 orders in just 5 days after its launch. This incredible demand underscores the excitement surrounding this refreshed model, which has been better received than its sibling, the facelifted Model 3. According to local media, the facelifted Model Y launched on January 10th, marking the first time Tesla has introduced a major update to a model first in China. The facelifted Model Y has been rolled out in two versions, both part of what Tesla calls the launch series. What makes this facelifted Model Y so appealing? The exterior design has taken cues from the futuristic Cybertruck and the innovative Cybercab robotaxi, giving it a sleek, modern look. Not only that, but Tesla has also upgraded the battery and powertrain, ensuring enhanced performance and efficiency. All of these enhancements have been developed with significant input from Tesla's Chinese team, focusing on both exterior and interior improvements, while the U.S. team concentrated on software advancements like Autopilot. The facelifted Model Y is being produced at Tesla's Shanghai factory, alongside the Model 3 electric sedan. Tesla's rapid pace of research and development is proving to be a significant advantage in the competitive electric vehicle market. Grace Tao, Tesla's Vice President of External Affairs, shared images of the revamped Model Y on Weibo, announcing that show cars are gradually making their way to Tesla's showrooms across China. With a starting price of ¥263,500 for the rear-wheel drive version and ¥303,500 for the long-range all-wheel drive version, the facelifted Model Y is set to begin deliveries in March. This launch is not only a testament to Tesla's innovation, but also highlights the strategic importance of the Chinese market for the company. Stay tuned as we continue to monitor Tesla's exciting developments and the impact they have on the global electric vehicle landscape. SpaceX is gearing up for a thrilling launch on Monday, January 27th, with a Falcon 9 rocket set to propel 21 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit from Space Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. This mission is particularly exciting because 13 of these satellites are equipped with direct-to-cell capabilities, a breakthrough technology that promises to revolutionize connectivity by allowing direct communication with mobile devices from space. The scheduled liftoff is at 3:22 p.m. Eastern Time, but SpaceX has backup windows extending until 6:21 p.m. Eastern Time, ensuring flexibility in case of unforeseen conditions. If Monday's launch window is missed, additional opportunities are available on Tuesday, January 28th, starting at 2:50 p.m. Eastern Time. This meticulous planning underscores SpaceX's commitment to precision and reliability in its launch operations. For space enthusiasts eager to witness this spectacle, SpaceX will be streaming a live webcast of the mission beginning approximately 5 minutes before liftoff. You can catch this broadcast on X, formerly known as Twitter, or through the newly launched XTV app, offering multiple ways to stay connected to the action as it unfolds. This mission marks the 20th flight for the Falcon 9's first stage booster, a testament to SpaceX's remarkable reusability achievements. This particular booster has previously supported an impressive array of missions, including CRS-26, SXM-9, OneWeb Launch 16, and several others, highlighting its reliability and robustness. Following stage separation, the booster is expected to land on the A Shortfall of Gravitas drone ship, stationed in the Atlantic Ocean, further showcasing SpaceX's prowess in recovering and reusing its spacecraft components. Elon Musk has just announced a major milestone for T-Mobile's direct-to-cell service. In a thrilling update for tech enthusiasts and connectivity pioneers, SpaceX and T-Mobile's groundbreaking partnership is about to take a significant leap forward. After much anticipation, the direct-to-cell beta program is set to launch on January 27th. This announcement comes after the Federal Communications Commission gave the green light to some of their plans in late 2024, and T-Mobile began notifying approved customers earlier this month. The beta program will utilize SpaceX's Gen 2 Starlink satellites and T-Mobile's C-Block PCS spectrum to bring connectivity to areas that have been unreachable by traditional terrestrial networks. This means that even in the most remote locations, users will soon be able to stay connected. The initial phase of the beta will be free for all T-Mobile postpaid customers, although initially, only a select number of Samsung phones will be compatible. T-Mobile is working on optimizations to expand compatibility to more devices in the future. What's particularly exciting about this service is its potential to provide communication during power outages, ensuring users are not cut off from the world. While the beta will initially support only texting, SpaceX has ambitious plans to roll out data and Internet of Things services later in 2025, with voice support to follow. However, these expansions depend on further regulatory approvals. Elon Musk's announcement has brought a wave of excitement, especially since there were earlier concerns that the program might not go live until February. With this innovative service, dead zones could become a thing of the past, providing peace of mind to users in rural and remote areas. While there may be some delivery delays and performance variances due to location and user volume, the promise of space-based connectivity is a significant step forward. This collaboration between SpaceX and T-Mobile is not just a technological achievement, but a customer win, as it aims to eliminate connectivity gaps and enhance communication reliability. As we watch this beta program unfold, the implications for global connectivity are vast and transformative, offering a glimpse into a future where staying connected is no longer bound by geography. Elon Musk's monumental $44 billion acquisition of Twitter, now rebranded as X, is facing significant financial headwinds. In a recent internal email obtained by the Wall Street Journal, Musk candidly shared that the platform is barely breaking even, pointing to stagnant user growth and lackluster revenue figures. This revelation has sent ripples through the financial community, highlighting the challenges Musk faces in turning around the social media giant. The acquisition, which was partly financed through $13 billion of debt, has resulted in an annual interest payment burden exceeding $1 billion. This financial strain is pushing major banks, including Bank of America, Barclays, and Morgan Stanley, to explore options to offload portions of the debt they underwrote for the deal. It's a complex situation that underscores the high-stakes nature of Musk's bold venture into social media. Despite these challenges, Musk remains undeterred. Known for his resilience and innovative spirit, he's likely strategizing ways to revitalize X and steer it toward profitability. The stakes are high, and the financial community is keenly watching how Musk navigates this intricate financial landscape. His vision for X, coupled with his track record of overcoming obstacles, keeps investors hopeful, even as they brace for potential turbulence. This financial fallout serves as a reminder of the immense pressure Musk faces as he juggles multiple ventures across different industries. As Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and The Boring Company continue to push boundaries, the success of X remains a pivotal piece in Musk's expansive portfolio. How he manages these financial challenges will undoubtedly influence his legacy as a visionary leader. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.